UTA Radio.
UTA Radio.
Radio. UTA.
UTA Radio.
إذاعة UTA.com.
Welcome to Radio Maverick, a production of the UTA Radio News Team.
A podcast for the UTA community by the UTA community. I'm Pablo Pena.
And I'm Lina Mohammed. Thank you for joining us.
Students celebrated Hispanic Heritage Month with the Carnival Festival Tuesday, October 10th.
I think like anything we celebrate, it's to honor and remember to know back from our ancestors how they celebrated their cultures, their beliefs, and stuff like that.
But first, your campus news. UTA celebrated 122 years of education, and student ambassadors wanted to give campus the celebration it deserves. The ambassadors celebrated UTA's birthday with food, games, and photo opportunities for students to take part in. The Founders Day celebration has not been held since 2008.
President Kabari received an award from the Regional Hispanic Contractors Association. The association presented Kabari with the 2017 Vanguard Award. Arcelia Acosta, owner and CEO of Carcon Industries and a member of the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board, received the same award. The association honored Kabari and Acosta for their collaborative work in meeting the needs for educating leaders in the construction industry through new programs and partnerships.
Dozens of UTA communication students gathered for Communication Day at the University Center October 24th. This year, the event featured panels by the program's alums, as well as a keynote speech by the UT System Associate Vice Chancellor for Leadership and Veterans Programs, Tony Kukulo. Kukulo is a retired United States Army Major General who has served in Bosnia, Afghanistan, and Iraq. He spoke to the attendees about what makes a great leader: communication skills, empathy, and selflessness.
As a lifelong public servant, selflessness was the ethos. I mean, You eat last, you take the good deal last, you put everyone before everyone and everything before yourself. It's hard to see some of the things going on.
While he has faith in democracy, Kukulo says the current state of the federal government is showing poor leadership skills.
And I can't help but feel selflessness is in short supply.
The University of Texas at Arlington jumped up to 30 spots in the Center for World University Rankings national standing in the 4 years since the list debuted. CWUR annually evaluates more than 27,000 degree-granting institutions. Globally, UTA ranks in the top 2.1%. Among U.S. institutions, UTA ranks number 166, up from number 175 last year, number 185 in 2015, and number 196 in 2014. At a time when most other Texas universities either slightly moved up or dropped, UTA significantly advanced. And there's more where that came from. High-impact research, improving the student experience, and building on faculty excellence are part of UTA's aggressive strategic plan 2020 Bold Solutions, which aim to help UTA continue its growth.
Following the destruction of Hurricane Harvey in the city of Beaumont, Texas, residents face some daunting tasks in the cleanup process. Within days after the hurricane, construction debris, trash, and other items began lining the streets in growing piles. Now, UTA researchers are stepping in to help residents with the cleanup process. The National Science Foundation awarded UTA researchers a $34,000 rapid response research grant to use unmanned aerial vehicles to create 3D profile maps of the storm debris so the city knows the full extent of what it needs to remove. October is Hispanic Heritage Month, and UTA students took the opportunity to celebrate the culture of the Hispanic world with a festive campus party. Reporter Edgar Estrada has more.
After a four-year hiatus, the UTA Carnaval is back. So what is the Carnaval? Erica Hernandez, the Hispanic Heritage Month chair for Multicultural Mavericks, explains.
It's basically a huge block party where there's games and there's food. In the past, there have been team competitions and dances. It just depends on the year. And there's always live entertainment and entertainers, like performers. You know, there are people in costumes that go around and, like, they interact with the guests, and it's a really just big, fun party.
The Carnaval ends UTA celebration of Hispanic Heritage Month. Student cycle Osvaldo Castaneda think it's important that UTA celebrate different cultures.
I think like anything we celebrate, it's to honor and remember to know back from our ancestors, how they celebrated their cultures, their beliefs, and stuff like that. So I think it's important to keep our traditions, as we say, keep them alive. So it's definitely very important to keep all the traditions alive and these celebrations.
Ultimately, the event is about students having a good time.
They really enjoy the entertainers, especially the statue eagle guy. There was a guy who was like painted all silver, and he had like eagle feathers on his arms, and he was like posing. They also really enjoyed like the stilt walkers. The music was really great. They told me the music was awesome.
For UTA Radio News, I'm Edgar Estrada.
In the spirit of Halloween, Thrillvania Haunted Theme Park attracts visitors from all over the country. But what does it take to work as a professional scary person? I went to find out. The graveyard in front of Verdun Manor at Thrillvania Haunted Theme Park glows with an eerie light. The yard is filled with dead branches and billowing fog. A line starts at the fence surrounding the yard as customers wait for a good scare. Inside, the air is muggy and the lighting is dim. Through the winding hallway, the undead lurk in the shadows and pop out of the walls. They're only actors, but they sure know how to make someone scream.
So I play a little girl. My backstory is that I ate my mommy. So anytime you come up there, I likely have blood all over me. I'm very in your face. I'm always wanting to play with you, things like that.
Lauren Rockwell is a professional scary person here at Thrillvania. Ever since she started working here 3 years ago, she loves the idea of scaring people.
My first year here, I was a vampire. I played in the wine cellar, and so I'd go up to people. I'd actually lay on a table. It was a lot of fun. There was a dead corpse on the table, and I just lay on the table and pretend I was eating the corpse. And I'd have like a wine bottle with fake blood in it, and I would like spit it at people sometimes. And it was a lot of fun. But I ultimately like my little girl character a lot more. Yeah. It's more energetic, and so I can just run around and play all day.
Verdun Manor is just one of three attractions here at Thrillvania. There's also a clown house and a dark trail where fright seekers can be chased by monsters and zombies.
You can be a zombie, you can be a scarecrow, you can be a werewolf, you can be just anybody that you want to be.
Leanne Liebel is a trail manager who's worked at Thrillvania for 6 seasons.
I started out in the clown house. I started out over there and I didn't like it too much. So then I went out to the trail and I started out at the bottom of the totem pole. Started out as a scarecrow.
From there, she got serious about the art of scaring.
And then I went from there to being a victim in the skin shack. Swinging on a rope, kicking the wall around people, scaring people. The way that we see it is if they're not screaming and not trying to climb a wall to get out of there, they're not doing a job right.
Here at Thrillvania, Liebel has a family of over 200 people.
I'm here for my family. This is nothing but heart and soul to me. I'll do whatever it takes. And that's what I expect.
She works hard to make her employees happy, which is what her job is all about.
You give me 110%, I give you 220. I take care of you, you take care of me.
And they definitely don't fail to scare the bejeebies out of their customers. Back outside Verdun Manor, Mackenzie Roper and her friends chat about what scared them the most.
Just like everything, like when you walk in, you can just like feel like the creepiness and like the smells remind you of like old house, and just everything about it is just, you get a vibe that it's changed, like unnatural to me, I think. But yeah, honestly, like the last part at the end, the chainsaw, because he puts it near your feet, and so you're like, oh shit, okay. I peed in literally every single one of my days.
Here at Thrillvania, the creepiest place on earth, you're in for a scare if you dare to step on the haunted grounds. For UTA Radio, I'm Pablo Arauz Pena. That's it for the 4th episode of Radio Maverick. I'm Pablo Pena.
And I'm Lena Muhammad.
UTA Radio is a service of the Department of Communication. We're online all the time.
The preceding program is a production of UTARadio.com and the Department of Communication. Thank you for listening.